Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. You okay, Joe?
Yep, I'm fine.
Hello? Okay, well, he's around. He's without voice, strangely enough. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. He's tickling me. This is not good.
Oh, something. I found it.
No argument there. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, or you can do as thousands of people have already done. Sign up for Text Connect. It's our opportunity to reach out to you with breaking national or local news, dead celebrities, closed roads, tornadic weather.
Political pronouncements.
Right. You okay,
hello,
buddy?
Hello. No, I'm not okay. My mic's not on.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's not up loud.
It's fine.
Boost me up, please.
I'm not boosting you.
Rob, tell him to turn me up.
He can tell me whatever he wants.
He's got to be honest. Your levels are the same.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Rob.
Well, it sounds different to me.
Oh, boy. All right.
Anyway, so, you were saying.
You can text us at 70236 if you'd like to. Now, we had a bunch of texts and emails when we started talking about UPMC Susquehanna-Sunbury closure on Thursday. So I kept all those there.
Did you?
So those
okay.
are still present. So we can look at those. They relate to the impeachment discussion that we were having.
UPMC and impeachment?
No, just we did use the UPMC comments, but we have some leftover impeachment.
I noticed there were quite a few people who were, you know, blasting the fact that prior owners were for-profit and that was part of the problem, that these for-profit people came in. But I think there's something you should note about that.
Please do.
CHS, who originally bought the hospital from Sunbury Community Hospital.
Community Health Service.
Community Health Services, right. They spent $6 million to build a new ER, and over the years they spent millions of dollars trying to upgrade the facilities, take care of the place, you know, make it viable. They never cut back. You know, I can remember we'd ask them for something, and they might talk to us about it.
You were on the advisory board for the
hospital? No, back then I was on the board.
Oh, they had an actual board of directors. Okay.
Right. Well, it was a board of trustees back in those days. But, you know, UPMC came in, talked big, didn't put much into the hospital, and then 2 years bails out. But the commercial or the private enterprise company spent 12 years trying to make that hospital successful. They didn't give up on it. They finally sold it. They spent it off to Quorum, and Quorum sold it. But still, you know, I'm very disappointed the UPMC didn't put more effort into the hospital. I think what they really wanted was Lockhaven. They had to buy both of them together, and they just had to take Sunbury as part of the deal, and they treated it like a stepchild, maybe, to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sad, because a lot of good people are over there. A lot of good people in the community over the years work very, very hard to try and make Sunbury Community Hospital an ongoing and viable concern. And, you know, ultimately, you hate to admit failure. But and I remember, I guess I was naive, but I remember when UPMC took over, I thought, wow, finally, the future of the hospital is guaranteed. Boy, was I wrong.
Right. Well, in the some people say it's been mismanaged over the past 10 years.
No, I don't. Not at all.
In your view, okay.
Not at all. Not on the local level. There have been some really great people there. Jeff Hunt, Bob Williams, now Bob Kane. They're good people.
I didn't say they were bad people. I worked
with all of them.
Informed individuals say it may have been mismanaged, that's all. So,
well, I disagree with that.
Okay. Well, now we know.
Okay. Well, what it's worth. That and a dime will get you a
cup of coffee. Well, right. And plus, I didn't ask people to name names and give me lengthier explanations about what their view was of the hospital management. But in any event, and none of that has anything to do with where we are.
No, it
and
doesn't.
That places us with UPMC.
We are where we are.
UPMC Susquehanna-Sunbury is going to close at the end of March. It is. There's a lot of activity and a lot of conversation about what to do about that to make sure that doesn't happen. Or, not that it it won't happen, but that whatever the next rendition of the hospital is going to be happens, whatever version of health care we genuinely, acutely need at Sunbury does happen. UPMC says their patient populations were way down lately, you know, into the single digits on a daily basis in terms of patients that would come into the hospital. So therefore, even though everybody in the area is saying, oh my gosh, we can't live without Sunbury Hospital, well, guess what? Apparently people were living without Sunbury Hospital.
Well, you know, you have to consider part of the other aspect of that is, and that's referrals. Who sends you to the hospital? You don't call up and say, I'm going to the hospital, I'll choose this one. Your doctor says, I recommend you go here, or I recommend you go there.
This is where I'd like to
visit.
Or
I refer you to this doctor or that doctor. And if they practice somewhere else, and if they choose, if they have some bias against Sunbury or some past problem or some perceived injustice, you know, they're going to send their patients somewhere else.
Okay.
And it's their right. I mean, they have a perfect right to do that. But, you know, at this point, it's, I guess, crying over spilt milk. But I know over the years, had the hospital gotten a few more referrals from local doctors.
Okay.
And I think, to be honest with you, I think they earned them. I know that they took quality control very, very seriously. And they had a great quality control officer in Baird Brehm who worked constantly to improve the quality of the treatment and the things you got in the hospital. And Baird's an outstanding guy. And he worked very, very hard to make those improvements. And he was supported by the staff there, the nursing director, the medical director, Chuck Pagana. I mean, all those people worked very, very hard to provide the best possible quality care for the patients. They had the lowest infection rate in the area among the hospitals. So, I mean, they did a lot of good things over there. But in the end, if doctors don't refer, if doctors don't send their patients through the door, if people who could operate on your knee at Sunbury choose to send you to Harrisburg for the same operation, you know, that doesn't help.
All right. And you have, they had a new competitor in the region in terms of ambulance. Evangelical Community Hospital developed an ambulance service. And you may say, okay, well, what's that have to do with Sunbury? Well, if an Evan ambulance responds to you in, say, Sunbury or Shamokin Dam or, you know, some other community around here, guess where you're going? You know, in the past, America's Ambulance often would say, do you want to go to Sunbury? That's the closest place.
Well, you always have the right.
And then you always, right, and I'm getting to that. You would always have the choice to say, well, my doc is a Geisinger doc, or my doc's an Evan doc, or but a lot of people wisely said, just take me to the nearest ER. And in many cases, that was Sunbury. Well, guess what? You know, if you're on an Evan ride, you know, I think you're going to feel as though maybe there is even verbal dialogue that, you know, we're matched up, we belong to Evangelical Community Hospital. So you lose some patients there.
Well, the quality of care you get from the ambulances, I don't think is any different. I think America's has a great service. Evan's Medic 70 is a great service. DHNL has a great service. Area Ambulance provides good service. So, I mean, we're blessed to have excellent ambulance service here. The question is, what is the fastest possible treatment? In most cases, insurance companies won't pay to drag you all over Hell's Half Acre. They want you to go to the nearest available acute care facility.
Are we allowed to say that?
Hell's Half Acre?
I guess so.
Hex Half Acre?
Well, you wrote the rule, what we're allowed to say.
Hex Half Acre.
Okay, thank you.
I think we've gone beyond. I mean, I hear those words on 6 o'clock in the evening. Anyway, but, you know, we are where we are. It's a shame, particularly this time of year, Christmas. It's a terrible time to make that kind of announcement. They could have waited till January or February. Who knows? Things may turn around. I would like to have seen them put more money into it they have great physicians.
Okay.
You know, one of the things that has always been a drawback for Sunbury Community Hospital is services. In other words, what services are there? Years ago, they were semi-destroyed by an administrator who was brought in. And when you say there was bad management at the hospital, it goes back a few years to toward the end of Sunbury Community Hospital, when the chief executive officer came up with the brilliant slogan that we're shrinking to profitability. Who wants to go to a hospital that's shrinking to profitability?
Was after there were dozens and dozens of layoffs as they, you know, shrunk to the size where they weren't bleeding money. Right. And so...
obviously, you can't just keep throwing money away.
And that wasn't the hospital's motto.
No.
That was just a comment in an
interview. That was more than a comment.
That was the reality, but that's where that came from.
Yep.
But the hospital's motto wasn't that.
No, you're right.
It was a... But sure,
fortunately, there were brighter people there than the guy who was running the place.
It was kind of out there, so that's what was happening. All right. Well, I think it's safe to assume for the moment we're wrapping up our discussion about the shocking news of the UPMC Susquehanna Sunbury closure. If you have a comment or an email or a text related to that, go ahead and send it now. 1-800.
You did mention that some of the people are talking about forming a task force to see what can be done.
That was talked about starting Thursday morning when we talked about it on this show, and then Thursday night we ran into some folks who were in the community kind of with their pulse on the community at their Citizen of the Year banquet, and this idea of a task force is very much alive. Now, who's on it and who's maybe pulling it together, I wouldn't be able to tell you that at this moment, but some of the doers around here are already familiar with the fact that that's going to happen.
And today, what do we have in Washington?
Big doings, you know that there are big doings.
Well, not only that, but the Inspector General's report comes out.
Oh, you and your report. Yeah, you can't wait for that to come out. What's going to be in it?
Well, if you believe the leaks, it will say that the FBI had a reasonable justification for beginning an investigation of the Trump campaign, but also that there were possible changes in documents and some other questionable and perhaps even criminal activity that got blended into what originally could have been an honest start of the investigation.
All right, we're going to be talking about that in the hours ahead. We'll keep you posted about that, and it's surely going to be our topic of discussion tomorrow. I wish to elaborate on our sponsor, the Sunbury Motor Company. It's a family-owned dealership since 1915, in case you didn't know. Two locations, 4th Street in Sunbury and Routes 11 and 15 Hummel's Wharf, and their web address is sunburymotors.com. They would like to meet you, talk to you, visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. That's where they take care of all kinds of services on vehicles, alignments, oil changes, inspections. They'll pump you up with nitrogen, and they'll take your car if suddenly it's pulling to one side or another, hang out of the hood. Maybe you ought to pull off, but definitely from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. if your car is able, take it to the Quick Lane. Saturday, they are open 6:30 in the morning until 2 p.m. Every service that they have is available at sunburymotors.com. They got a big, heavy-duty truck towing service. They got small truck rollbacks, and guess what? They can super serve you in every way or sell you a new Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln. Sunbury Motor Company, sunburymotors.com. Call us now, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarketwkok.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. All right, if you have any words about UPMC Susquehanna, please give us a buzz, 1-800-795-9565.
Oh, but let's talk about something big like Nancy Pelosi.
Okay.
Did you read the story I sent you this morning? I thought it was very interesting. I'm sure it will make the blood boil of people who want to impeach the president. But it's an opinion piece, and it's from Fox, and the headline was, Pelosi Guarantees Trump Re-Election Impeachment, The Resistance Angers Americans. It's by Liz Peek, and what she says was, here's what House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has done by undertaking a reckless and partisan drive to impeach the president. Absolutely guaranteed that anyone who voted for Donald Trump in 2016 will vote for him again next year, guaranteed as a result that Trump will be reelected. Across the United States, tens of millions of Americans are furious that Donald Trump, a man they respect, has been bullied and bloodied by hate-filled, crazed political antagonists who mock him, lie shamelessly about his politics, or policies rather, obstruct his every move, and most disgusting of all, savagely demean his wife and children. Those same Americans are also furious that we have wasted 3 years pursuing fake accusations of collusion with Russia and now Ukrainian skullduggery. They wonder what might have been accomplished over those past 3 years if not for the constant undermining of Mr. Trump and his administration. What say you?
Well, you know, that's certainly one conservative opinion, but I think the rest of the world and most voters, and certainly many additional voters, will come out and say, no, we see this for what it is. You know, it's a national disgrace. No, it's not a national. It's an international disgrace what the president has done. A glimpse where we had some international leaders openly laughing at him?
How so? How is it an international disgrace?
Well, just the way he behaves and the thing he does, changing national policy, literally sitting on the commode tweeting out that we're going to pull out of Syria, shocking his defense people.
You know that he's sitting on the commode?
Well, that's what Anonymous says. So, but in any event, the fact is, I just think...
Now, you would find that disgusting, but to me, if he were actually doing that, I'd say he's finding a way to keep busy 24 hours a day, 364 days a year.
Right, with his smartphone. Okay, would you want to touch his smartphone shortly thereafter?
No.
Okay, there we go.
There was a report the other day that something like 85% of all cell phone screens contain fecal matter.
Well, there's the answer. Why?
That was on the Gordon Deals program. Okay. The other one. I pick up a lot of useful facts from Gordon Deal.
Okay, but you don't pick up any smartphones that belong to other people.
No, I don't.
All right. So anyway, how did we get? So anyway, I honestly think if anybody like this good commentator says this is going to be the outcome because of what we're seeing, I don't think they're right. I don't think anybody can tell how the voter is going to go.
Okay.
Just as nobody could tell before the 2016 election how the outcome was going to go and how the electorate was going to say, you know, we do need somebody in there that's going to stir things up. But I think the president's personal behavior, I think his treatment of veterans like John McCain is going to come back to haunt him.
Well, let me ask you a serious question.
Erratic behavior.
Do you know, and I know you get around, and not just in liberal circles, you actually have some friends with common sense. Only kidding.
Anyway.
But do you know anybody who says, you know, I used to be for the president, now I'm against him, or anyone who said I was against the president, but now I'm for him? Do you know anybody whose mind has been changed by any of this?
Well, I don't think I would be able to say that I've had anybody come up to me and say that. But, you know, there's this private moment in the voters, in the ballot booth, where people don't make a quick decision, but they kind of quickly summarize what all the opportunities were. And I think that's why pollsters weren't able to predict that President Trump would win the election, but that, guess what? I think enough people went in there and said, well, you know what? He's pretty darn different than the other people. But I think now what they're going to do is that private moment, they're going to have a lot more information to weigh on, including just the president's terrible behavior. Now, they may say, well, you know, we might be strong militarily, or I'd rather have an assertive buffoon than a wishy-washy genius. You know, I mean, let's suppose you're comparing that to, you know, Clinton or Bush or Obama. You know, that's how they viewed them. So that may weigh in his favor. But I just think people who come here and say, I know what the sum total of all those private last-minute decisions in the polling place is going to be. Your Fox commentator, I just think they're full of it. They just don't have enough information. They just don't know how people act.
Do you remember a few years ago when I think it was Bill Clinton or somebody phrased this right before the election, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
If the American people ask themselves that, if the election were today, I guarantee you the overwhelming majority would vote for Donald Trump. Because did you see the news today?
If that's all there were,
look at 266,000 new jobs created last month. Unemployment at a 50-year low. Salaries up 4.3% or 3.4%, something like that. So personal income is rising. The economy is booming, you know, and all the Democrats can come up with is we got to impeach this guy because we can't beat him at the polls. I mean, I really think this is.
I don't think that's a possibility. I know conservatives like to say that this is the anger from the last election going all the way back, you know, that this process started in Brooklyn. But honest, I think the president jumped the shark when he tried to say to the Ukraine, you can have your military aid if you would publicly announce an investigation into Joe Biden.
He did not say to them. He never said that to them. And you know,
all the people surrounding him
that.
Have indicated this. I'm not making this stuff up. So
the president never said you'll get your aid if you vote for what I want or if you do what I want. Never said that.
Didn't I just hear Mr. Mulvaney say everybody was in the loop and that the quid pro quo was a go?
But when asked whether or not the president had ever said to him that he wanted something, not one of those people could say he did.
Okay, so if you stop a guy for speeding on the old trail and he refuses to admit that he was speeding, then you don't give him a ticket? Is
yeah,
that
we
how
give him a ticket because
okay.
we have,
well, that's
external,
what we're do
we
with
have
the president.
External proof.
The president's getting a ticket because we're using other outside evidence to prove it, not his own words.
But seriously, stop and think for a minute. Where is the actual physical evidence that he did something wrong?
Oh, my gosh. It's all over the
Where?
Place. Aren't you paying attention?
Oh, I am paying attention. And I see there's innuendo. I see there's,
oh, brother. Come
you
on,
know, we're trying to shade it to look
oh
this
gosh.
Way. But I don't actually see irrefutable proof that he's done anything wrong. Now, is he a despicable human being in some regards?
Right.
He
well,
sure is.
Right.
I'll
we'll stipulate that.
That.
No argument
all
there.
Right.
But honestly.
But does he deserve credit for the economy
Haven't you
booming?
Been paying attention to anything?
Yes. Well, even Congressman Keller agrees with
oh,
me.
Oh, even. Congressman Keller, right, because he's so diverse in his
free
thinking.
Now, watch yourself here again.
Well, hey, he's a big supporter of the president. He knows that. I know that. It's obvious. We did receive a news release from the congressman on Friday. Go ahead and read
it. Says Congressman Fred Keller was featured on Fox and Friends First this morning, where he slammed Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats' impeachment obsession by pointing out the ongoing opportunity costs of impeachment and arguing President Trump has been able to deliver on his promises and stand up for the American people despite Democrats constantly trying to tear him down. And if we get to the bottom of this, in case you missed it, here are some quotes from the interview. And this is from Congressman Keller. When you look at what's happened so far, if it's about patriotism and our Constitution, then we should be talking about rights of everyone. And certainly the impeachment has not been fair to the president. He also said there's been no direct evidence that the president has done anything wrong, which was the point I just made. So I think we need to focus in Congress rather than on trying to undo the 2016 election. I think we should focus on getting things done that the American people sent us down here to do, and that's really prescription drug reform, that's funding our military, and getting a budget done. Now, do you find anything to fault there?
Well, I just think that, you know, he has the one-sided view of what's going on in Washington. If he doesn't see any direct evidence from all of the activities of Rudy Giuliani and what's already come out in these hearings, the fact that the president won't talk about it, you know, he won't allow individuals from within the White House to testify. He won't testify himself. I think that's the evidence that you need.
What does that prove? You're not under any obligation to testify in a trial. If you were on trial
for
something.
If you're subpoenaed in front of the Congress, you have an obligation
but
to go.
But let's say Mark Lawrence was on trial for something. Your attorney would probably advise you not to testify. That it's just setting a trap for you. I mean, a smart prosecutor could set a trap and you look bad even though you did nothing wrong.
Okay, I guess. 1-800-795-9565. Speedy dialers. And now, if you'd like to weigh in on this topic about impeachment. Most people do not agree with me on our text column. Joe, start at the top. I guess this goes up. Is that what happened?
No, Mark.
Let me give you the times.
No, Mark. The national disgrace is the Democratic Party and its elected officials. This impeachment scheme is nothing but a partisan scam that started before he secured the party nomination in 2016. As far as Macron and Trudeau chuckling about Trump, maybe they should worry about the failures of their countries. All right.
I think there might be more.
Oh, their country's economy. Canada lost over 50,000 jobs last month, and France is having a national strike because of Macron's policies. Those problems should be at the top of their concerns, not how Trump acts or speaks.
All right. We got you. Jim, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, yeah. So just calling in here, talking about the greatest economy ever. Well, just recently, CNN put a statistic out. 44% of Americans are working for less than $18,000 a year. When the president turns around and gives the biggest corporate break and big tax breaks for the rich, which runs up trillions of dollars in deficit. So I don't know if this is the economy that you really think you're getting, but most of these are low-wage jobs that are being filled. And also this manufacturing, the job just came out report, you got to understand, over 40-some thousand of those jobs were going back to the GM auto workers that were on strike. So you can't really count all those jobs as being just introduced.
Right, so they're not new jobs. Well, and I think there is a, you know, there are sort of, is a, the labor participation rate is going down again. So I think you can find enough, you know, if you just look at the unemployment number and don't allow a thorough examination, you definitely think, oh my gosh, the economy is booming. But there are downsides to the economy, and likewise, beyond just the
what
statistic.
What's the downside?
Oh, we just talked about it. Does Jim have to say them again, and do I have to say it again?
The important thing is, well, what Jim didn't touch on is the wage increases that people are getting. They are higher. They've got it's over 3% salary increases this year.
Yeah, but who's getting that? Is that blue-collar workers, or is that
the everybody. It's not. That's the average. That's the average. I mean, some people are probably getting 50%. Some people are probably getting 1%.
Well, who's getting the preponderance, though?
Well, I don't know. That wasn't
okay. As long as you're clear that you don't know. Go ahead.
44% of Americans are living on $18,000 a year, which amounts to $10.22 an hour. If two people are working to make that wage, and have any kids, they're eligible for food stamps. They're considered poverty level. If this is the greatest economy ever, why did we give all the tax money to the rich and the corporations and didn't give middle class more of a tax break?
Unfortunately.
This is all fallacy. And Trump will come out and say right before the midterms election, we're going to give the middle class a tax break. Never happened. Now we're talking about it again, 2.0 tax break before the next election. This is stuff he says every day on a daily basis. And just the other day he's complaining about the water. It takes 15 flushes to flush your toilet. Come on now, I have a brand new toilet. I'm a plumber. I flush it once, it's gone. This is ridiculous. It must be his property that the toilets don't work because everybody else don't have a problem with these things. But this is just a deception to move the needle.
Hold on,
away
Jim.
From-
this is WDKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, Jim, call us back. We ran out of time before we ran out of talk, so please phone back if you wish. All others are welcome. The toll-free line is open, 100% open right now. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We're talking about the impeachment of President Trump. Joe says that all goes back to the 2016 election, and Democrats have been hoping to impeach him even before he got in office. I say, well, the president committed a crime, and that is the quid pro quo related to the Ukraine. What's your view? Give us a call, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. Again, that email address, onthemark@wkok.com. It's completely anonymous, so you send us a note. We do not read on the radio who it belongs to, so you get to send an anonymous comments if you wish. You can call in. And I guess you can call anonymously. Give us just say you don't want your name used on the air. We have a couple of people that do that. So you can be anonymous. It is a very common way for people to comment. You can be whoever that man is in the White House that is anonymous.
May I be anonymous going forward?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it a male, the fellow in Washington that is anonymous? Do we think it's a male? Do we know that?
I don't know. If he's anonymous, how would we know?
Yeah, I don't know, but in any event, okay, so
he or she is anonymous.
Anonymity
I
is important. Well, somebody was talking about that anonymous book over the weekend and said the Federalist Papers were originally written anonymously.
Well, they all used to write with names, Publicus, or something like that.
Right. You know, is that true?
Yes. And newspapers published them. You never knew who actually was writing
that.
It.
Okay.
Yeah, most of them. I mean, James Madison had...
So when you complain about anonymous being anonymous, he has a rich historical tradition within the U.S.
Well, yeah, but they use names that apparently from the classics that reflected their viewpoint. Somebody from the history of the earth whose viewpoint reflected their own.
So the anonymous guy that wrote the book, and that, well, I guess originally
he just chose anonymous, but he could have chosen some name like Cicero.
And you dismiss his views, right, because he's not coming forward?
Well, I could write a book all about you, and maybe not, wouldn't be a single word in it, and it's anonymous, you know.
You mean a single word true?
A single word true, yeah. How would I know? How would I know? I could make it up and say, Mark Lawrence went out in the woods, and, well, the terrible story from southern Pennsylvania where two young kids shot a deer and then pulled its antlers off while it was still alive and kicked it in the face. I mean, that's created a real hornet's nest down there. But I could write something like that about you. Mark Lawrence went out, he had a salt lick, he shot a deer and kicked it. Not a word of it's true.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I wrote it, and I'm anonymous. Yes. How am I ever going to pay the price?
The last thing I ever do in the woods is hurt a deer.
I know. I'm,
but that's
that's unintentional, though.
All right. Well, yeah, we don't torture them, that's for sure. Okay. All right. Well, to be continued. Yeah, so if you would like to weigh in on our comments, EB has sent us an email. Plus, there's some other emails pending that relate to this topic. We'll read those. And we do have some other texts pending. So we'll try to get all of these in. 1-800-795-9565. 6-5, the open phone. The Inspector General's report is out today. Impeachment's going to continue. Nancy Pelosi loves America. She said so in a news conference last week, so we know that that's true. And Congressman Keller is the same guy he ever was. That's what he assures us, so we appreciate him saying so. In the news, now we're going to do some local news headlines. Six people are homeless after a house fire in Shamokin Sunday night. News item identifies them as Justine Rogers, Randall Raffensperger, and four children all stayed with neighbors. Overnight, the blaze was out by just before 10 p.m. A half a dozen volunteer fire companies responded to that fire last night. A professor from Bucknell, Judith Grisell, who's been on this very program, is going to be headed to a global conference. It's one of the items in our weekend recap from Ashley Thomas.
Judith Grisell, a professor of psychology and neuroscience at Bucknell University and noted researcher on addiction, has been invited to speak at the World Economic Forum annual meeting January 21st through the 24th in Davos, Switzerland. The forum engages with important political, business, cultural, and other leaders of society to shape global, regional, and industry agendas. This year, the theme of the convention is Stakeholders for a Cohesive and Sustainable World. Grisell will discuss the world Wednesday, January 22nd. The city of Shamokin did receive permission this week to continue with higher than typically permitted tax rates, but one resident who has been attending city council meetings isn't happy with the decision. Joseph Lashinsky Jr., 35, a longtime active resident of Shamokin, tells WKOK that while he does not agree with the judge's decision, he does respect it. He says there are many properties on the line because people can't afford to pay their taxes.
We have so many properties going up on tax sales that people can't afford it. People don't pay the property taxes because they don't want to. They don't pay them because they can't afford them.
Shamokin received court permission this week to continue with higher property tax and earned income tax rates than are usually permitted, but the city argued low property values meant higher taxes were necessary to fund services. Lashinsky tells WKOK that he understands the necessity of the 1% increase in earned income tax, but he says he feels there was no justification for the extra 5 mils because without them, the city still ends up with a positive budget. The budget of just over $4 million will likely be passed at a meeting on December 30th. I'm Ashley Thomas, WKOK News.
In other news, Vice President Mike Pence is making another trip to Pennsylvania, this time in a campaign swing. Pence will appear today in Rochester near Pittsburgh to speak to a Veterans for Trump group before joining the president later at a rally in Hershey. Pence has already made three trips to Pennsylvania this year to visit manufacturers to make the case for Congress to pass the Trump administration's rewrite of a trade pact with Canada and Mexico. Pennsylvania is important to Donald Trump's re-election campaign next year, a state where he scored a surprise win in 2016. And Governor Tom Wolf is putting the State House of Representatives on a timeline to pass the legislation to raise Pennsylvania's minimum wage. The Democratic governor's office said Friday that the Republican-controlled chamber has until the end of the month. Otherwise, Wolf's office says that he will let a rulemaking board vote on a regulatory measure to extend overtime pay eligibility to tens of thousands of workers. The Republican-controlled Senate last month approved the legislation raising Pennsylvania's minimum wage to $9.50 an hour by 2022. The Pennsylvania Chamber of Business and Industry agreed to support a minimum wage increase if Wolf relented on his overtime rule change. Okay. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Joe started it last week when he started giving Mr. Schiff, Congressman Schiff, and Jerry Nadler all kinds of disparaging names. That inspired EB to come up with some new names, but I'm going to stop it now that I'm back. No more disparaging names for individuals. Just name them. If you feel that some sort of an adjective is necessary, describe
I can change this
their
and I
actions.
Clean it up.
Thank you.
Since you brought up Fred Keller, this seems like a good time to reiterate that I don't think he's a very good congressman. We could have direct...
Thank you. Somewhere between that and what the guy really said is a happy medium.
Well, you think I cleaned it up too much?
Yes.
Oh.
He is... behaving too much in lockstep with the president. How about that?
Okay. Well, he goes on to say, we could have direct, incontrovertible proof the dear leader's misdeeds, but Fred would probably still claim that it was all a Democratic hoax. Despite his frequent demands, the politicians, quote, start working for the American people, he has repeatedly shown that his true interest is in working for Donald Trump. His efforts to derail the impeachment hearings reek of desperation. It's said that we have to be represented by someone who believes that all he has to do is cast blame on his opponents. Project much, Fred? Keller is not a good congressman.
Okay.
Now, I clean up some of harsher words.
I think if you disagree, we don't have to use disparaging names for people.
Well, that's very presidential, isn't it? According to everybody.
Well, yeah, that's true.
E.B. bemoans the fact that the president calls people names all the time, yet he doesn't have any problem calling people who support the president those same names.
Maybe because the president started it.
So,
you know, like
so two
kid.
Wrongs do make a right.
Well, yeah, that's the way that things go today. What is... I lost that thought. Something poignant and timely, I'm sure.
One of our writers says, I'm sorry, but I could buy a house in Shemokin for what I pay in real estate taxes.
Right.
Don't know what the point of that was.
Well, I think that's part of we keep talking about the booming economy, but school districts and boroughs often need to raise taxes around here. But I think they view that as something that hurts our local economy.
Okay.
And, Shemokin's prices are super low. I was surprised to see that
some of
the numbers. Right, that's correct, because of their distressed status.
One of our writers says, was it Jim calling just before the break that said that tax cuts give tax dollars to the rich? That's the problem with leftist thinking. They believe all money is the government's, not the people's. Sorry, Jim, you have it backwards. It's the people's money, not the government's, and the people should keep as much of their money as possible.
Right, but don't miss the point, Stan, that the main point is that tax cut primarily helped individuals who were in the upper middle class or upper class or businesses, and was not a true middle class tax cut. That's the point. And
well,
that's
then you might find it
verifiably
interesting
true
this morning that a Democratic strategist on Fox and Friends, or was he on CNN, one of the two, said that the economy is on a sugar high. In other words, everybody has been so stimulated, everybody, not just the rich, but the middle class and even lower class, have been so stimulated by these tax cuts that the economy is booming because they're just spending like there's no tomorrow. And we're on a sugar high. I don't buy that either. Do you?
Well, I think there's a big, big part, a huge segment of our population that is not riding this wave, that if you say, oh, the economy's booming, they don't feel it. Speculating. Let's say it's half the workers in the U.S. Mm-hmm. say, well, you know, I'm working for the same wage I was 2 years ago. I can say that into the microphone. I'm not ashamed to say that. I mean, this is a company that they give you raises when the money exists and we can do it. But this, you know, we have to stay in business around here. So
that's true.
And I am with hundreds of other local people and businesses around here where the economy remains flat. Okay, so go ahead.
So, Mark, why are you so against finding out about Democratic election interference in 2016 using Russia and Ukraine? Yeah.
Wait. Since the first sentence, the premise is wrong, I don't care. They can investigate till the cows come home if they want to. So please now continue.
Okay. Yeah, those so-called legal experts are all anti-Trumpers that donated to the Hillary campaign and other Democrats to influence into the 2016 elections. It came from the tech companies.
OK, Okay. Well, but I think what you, which is inevitable, the very bottom one, then the next one up go together. Okay. So read those.
Okay. Russia influenced almost no one in 2016, but it's been proven that Google search results swung over 5 million voters toward Hillary Clinton. So if there was bad influence into the 2016 election, it came from the tech companies. Okay.
Right. And then the very top one is the only one left.
Added that
oh,
to...
Oh, no, you did read that.
Read that. So we are cleared of text at the moment. And we have emails, or one or two, that we haven't read, right? Or do we have...
Right, you did read that one, the EB one, so go ahead and hit delete there.
All right, let's see. There we go. And now this one.
I'm sorry. So hard to watch.
I know.
Rob, I'm glad you can't see these screens. Poor...
Contrary to the last caller's email, if the economy continues to rise, Trump will win by a landslide. A good economy does not make for a good president. His trip to the summit was another classic embarrassment to Americans, as was evident with the video of other world leaders laughing and joking about his idiotic actions and statements, not to mention his continued disregard for the Constitution and continued corruption at all levels. No caller, Mr. Trump will be impeached and hopefully removed from office as soon as possible.
Hmm.
But we don't really know what they were laughing at. They were laughing at the fact that he had given a press conference and was late. That there's no
right,
way
they
to
were
say,
laughing at him, but we don't know if it was a disparaging remark about his bad policies or a
personal thing about he's held us all up because he gave a press conference for 45 minutes.
But it's clear they were pointing and laughing.
But you see, this is the deal, though. The people make this stuff up. He's an international embarrassment because people were laughing at him.
We know that to be true.
Suppose
but that's all right. He's our president, and you like the jobless numbers and your 401k, so you're happy with him. But you can't argue that he's a statesman or anything like that. You who loves history, you who studied James Madison, think of the difference between Donald Trump and James Madison. Compare the two.
Well, there's no comparison.
All right.
They were at a different time and place. Perhaps a fairer comparison would be, let's say, another president who's being impeached, Andrew Johnson. His policies.
Because that's so recent.
You're going back to James Madison, who was long before
but
Johnson.
You're saying this one is more recent.
It is.
Yeah, by
it's from 1865.
Right, it's 50 years difference.
Well, listen, anyway. The point is that Andrew Johnson was being pilloried for violating, for having strong will. He was going against the will of Congress. He wasn't elected to the presidency. There is that one difference. He ascended to the office when Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. But he did favor the Southern Reconstruction. He admitted Southern states back into the Union and allowed them to ignore things like the Freedmen's Bureau. He allowed them to, start violence against blacks. He didn't want to hear about that, in the South. So the Republicans in the Congress set out to impeach him. It's exactly the same thing. His policies were unpopular with the other side or with the party in power, and they impeached him. That's exactly what's happening here.
Okay, 1-800-795-9565. We'll take a quick break.
Difference is Johnson probably should have been impeached.
Well, okay. So they both should have been impeached.
Well, he was impeached. He should have been convicted.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Call us now, potentially, in terms of call volume and emails. We might be wrapping up a segment that relates to impeachment, but we got other topics here. But get your 2 cents in now. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We are talking about President Johnson and the impeachment of 1850.
Lyndon Johnson was a little more recent, but he wasn't impeached.
Nope.
We had two Johnsons.
Right.
As
he had the wise sense to get out while he could. All right. 1-800-795.
Two Adamses, two Johnsons, two Bushes.
Okay. What else? One more.
Really? One more?
Yeah, you work on that.
Well Grover right Cleveland was president twice, but you can't say that there are two different Clevelands.
Come on. Your favorite president was one of them.
Reagan?
Roosevelt.
Oh, all right. Two Roosevelts. I'm sorry.
Thank
you're right.
You. just these little Roosevelts. What do they mean?
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565, EB and Stevie.
EB says, okay, you're right. I take back my disparaging remarks about Fred Keller. I'm just frustrated by his refusal to take Trump's misdeeds seriously and, in fact, to excuse them. But then again, Trump has made name-calling okay, right? I thought that was what all you conservatives loved about him. No, I don't love that about him at all, and I've said so in this program many, many times.
Well, and I think if the president uses disparaging remarks about people, that's one thing, but that doesn't mean that we all have to do that. I mean, I think there's enough bona fide political meat in this that, so that we can just have a discussion about these topics without, you know, name-calling or...
I agree with you completely.
Calling them shifty or whatever. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Steve is waiting patiently. Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for calling in. You're on the mark.
Thank you. So, Senator Ted Cruz, Republican senator from Texas, has now become the latest Republican to go on national television and repeat lies about the Ukraine. Cruz, yesterday on Meet the Press, trying to say that Ukraine was unquestionably involved in trying to disrupt our 2016 elections, that Ukraine was involved in, as I say, corrupting our elections. Let me use Joe's favorite word. Those are claims that have been debunked by... by reputable people. A week ago, it was the Republican senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, who went on national television and repeated lies about the Ukraine's involvement in our 2016 election. People might try to say, during the impeachment hearings, we had Dr. Fiona Hill, an expert on Russia, and she made it very clear that it was not the Ukraine. The Ukraine had nothing to do with the 2016 elections, that it was strictly Russia. And then Senator Kennedy from Louisiana, Republican, he says, well, that was her opinion. No, it's not her opinion. This is a woman who is in a position, sees the information, and spends her working day studying Russia, studying the Ukraine, etc.
Well, what is she, an expert on Russia or an expert on the Ukraine? You said she was an expert on Russia. That doesn't necessarily mean she knows squat about the Ukraine.
Well, I think she certainly made it very clear, as somebody who has studied the whole election interference question, she knows that it's very clear it was not the Ukraine. As she said, that is a false narrative. And I, nice try, Joe, but to try to say doesn't know squat is a little ridiculous. If she is studying election interference on the part of Russia, then obviously she would be also ascertaining if there are other countries who were involved. But, you know, Joe, I do have a question for you. What has happened? You're a Republican, a proud Republican, which is fine. What has happened to your party?
In what regard?
This is a political party.
I could ask you what has happened to the Democrats. I mean, they've become a party of obstruction.
Well, and I'll tell you what. We'll talk about that later. But let's not Nice. Let's not change the subject.
All right.
This is a political party. Their first president was maybe the greatest president we ever had, Abraham Lincoln, a party that grew out of the abolition of slavery, a party that could speak of presidents like Teddy Roosevelt, presidents like, as you yourself have said, your hero, Ronald Reagan. This is a party with a proud heritage. And yet now you are the party of the lying. Now you are the party of going on national television to defend a man who knows virtually nothing about the Constitution, a man who claims that Article 2 of the Constitution means he can do anything he wants to do. And that's what your party has become. And so that's what your party has become.
Well, you're asking me what's wrong with my party, but you won't let me answer you.
Okay, go ahead, Joe.
My feeling is the Republican Party stands for the things it has traditionally stood for. Less government, more individual responsibility, giving people a hand up, not a hand out.
Family values,
like, yes.
Like divorcing your wives while enjoying an affair, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's good family values.
Sure it is. What else?
And not exclusively Republican, I might add. I think there's quite a few Democrats who espouse those
to own
same
it.
Values.
Anybody can enjoy it, but you guys claim ownership.
I think, you know, not everybody in the Republican Party is perfect, as Steve well knows, and the Democratic Party contains a similar number of miscreants and people who have disgraced it and that party. I could say to you, after that congressman from New York, what was his name, was sending naked pictures of himself to people?
That never happened.
No, that never happened.
Yeah,
that was a Democratic family value.
Come on, he has an appropriate name.
There are plenty of people in this country who are bad people, and their political affiliation, I don't think, has much to do with whether or not they're good or bad. You're saying all Democrats are good, all Republicans are bad. I disagree with you.
Oh, there we go again, Joe. There you go again. I never said that.
That was the implication behind what you said.
If you took it to mean that, then I'm afraid you have the wrong implication. But the Republican Party was always known as a party with a strong, strong foreign policy. The Republican Party was always particularly a bulwark against the former Soviet Union and now against Russia. And now you folks, again, not all of you, Joe, but the Republican Party in general is now excusing Russia, is now acting as if Russia has done, you know, very little wrong, that it's really the Ukraine. You know, even Vladimir Putin about a week ago said, well, thank goodness people are no longer blaming us for interfering in the American election. Now they're blaming the Ukraine. So we'll let them take care of it. Why do you do this?
Isn't it naive to suspect that if one country involved itself in our elections, that another one wouldn't? We involved ourselves under the Obama administration in the Israeli election. So what makes you think that there weren't other people involved in that?
Well, I don't know. But again, the question, Joe, is where's the evidence? I mean, I've watched enough crime shows on TV.
Oh, we have to take another call.
There's got to be some evidence.
Thank you.
So you guys, you know, Ted Cruz goes on TV, Senator Kennedy goes on TV, and without evidence, they try to blame the Ukraine, they try to excuse Russia. So I'll just leave you with that question. What has happened to your party?
All right.
I think it's in pretty good shape.
Oh, yeah. Listen. There you go, Steve. There's the bad answer. All right. Thank you, Steve. We'll get you back in. We'll get you back in here ASAP. I want to come in and do a show with just Steve and I one time without all this Republican pushback.
That would be so left-leaning, the Leaning Tower of Pisa would fall over.
Some say it's already leaning. Lance, very, very glad to hear from you. Thank you so much for calling in. You are on the mark.
Okay, well, you know, Fred Keller is only fulfilling a campaign promise. If you got any of his mailings, what he said was he was going to Washington to help Trump drain the swamp. So I would think that he'd be in lockstep in pretty much what Trump was doing and was trying to do. Wouldn't you think that?
Right. Yeah, it's just so, I agree with you. There's no argument about that. But it's so weird.
You agree the swamp needs drained, Mark?
Well, yeah, that's true. But that the president, or I'm sorry, that the congressional candidate, Keller, said that when he went to Washington, he would participate in that exorcism of all of the evil from Washington. But what is unusual is to hear Congressman Keller talking in a disparaging manner about other people. It's personal, and that is very unusual for him. But that is, that's his persona. He says he's the same guy he's ever been. I'm just not used to hearing it. You know, think of the times that Representative Keller was here, and he would talk about the governor. He would say he didn't agree with him, and he would point out that the governor didn't vote for some of the budgets that were passed and so on. And I think those were noteworthy remarks. Nothing disparaging about the Democrats, and never any, I don't know what I would say, ultra-partisan remarks about them. Just simply that he didn't agree. Here's some of their actions. This is where we're not on the same page. So, there you go,
what
Lance.
What works in Pennsylvania doesn't work.
Won't work, right. Okay, well, that's
okay.
True.
I'm asking you in this release. One second, Lance. Mark has just said Fred Keller insults people, but I don't see. I'm reading this news release.
I didn't say insult people.
Nasty word in here about anybody at all.
Not in this release. Pull up the one from the other day. Anyway, go ahead. Lance, we're going to give you 3 minutes uninterrupted. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, when I called in before, I was sort of shouted down, the other week, by the co-host. And when I started to rattle off all the things that Trump has done that is terrific, I mean, with the start going off with the stock market, S&P 500, NASDAQ, Dow Jones, everything at record highs, aside from, bumps and bruises here and there. Unemployment's at 3.5%, 50-year low. 3 million jobs have been added to consumer confidence is at a 17-year high. Black unemployment, lowest since 72. Female unemployment, since 53. Hispanic unemployment, lowest ever. And for the first time, they've got to $50,000 a year for your Hispanic folks. I think all the regulations, I can look at this stuff here in the farming industry. That particular thing, that every rivulet was a navigable waterway. Oh, come on, that was really crazy, and it really affected us right here in my backyard. Removed our embassy, hundreds of growth-strangling regulations, like, for instance, depreciation. If you bought a vehicle years back, I know, being in business, if you had a good year or a bad year, you still had to depreciate it the same way. Whereas now, if you had a really great year, you can take off that expense in that year, and that has really lit the fire under people who make, vehicles, for instance, for businesses. We can use experimental medicines now. We couldn't before. Right?
That's just a partisan diatribe.
Well, I don't know.
No, they're all good things.
I seized a million pounds of narcotics. How about moving our embassy in Israel? That was fantastic for us.
All right, so we need a Democrat.
That was going to cause upheaval in the Middle East. There were going to be bloodbaths over there because of what the president did. Hasn't exactly happened, has it?
No, but we just had a terrorism attack in the U.S.
We're claiming the pro-Israel policy by an Islamic terrorist, apparently.
So we're not.
We should have learned some time ago about the flyers from that particular country. Didn't do us very good on 9/11, did they?
Well, the difference is they were trained privately. These people are being trained by the United States government.
Yeah. Well, how about the military?
Well, that's what he is. He's military.
They've had in years, Trump has proven to be successful at keeping his campaign promises. That's so.
Do you see
$32 million wasted on the Mueller report, all the stuff they've thrown at him and everything he's been able to do. And now the labor virtues of growth, when a caller mentioned about the 40,000 or so jobs that, was added to that, and that, really jazzed the numbers. Well, see, September, what they don't say is they had to adjust that at 41,000 upward for September. So that really negated that particular thing. And it's quite amazing all the wonderful things that he's done for the middle class.
Well, I hope he gets that message out with all of those remarks and ideas. Likewise, I think Democrats or whomever's nominated on the Democratic side will have a list of sort of empirical things that can be proven that aren't just opinions, that are on the other side, you know, that say that, you know, this aspect of the economy or this segment has been unhelped, or these individuals weren't aided by the tax cuts, which we talked about that early. So I think if we're going to come up with a factual conversation, I hope those remarks are part of it. And I know Democrats will say, well, here's a long list of things that the president has done that's not ideal.
Okay, but don't you realize that a guy by the name of Summers, who was President Obama's top advisor, basically promised us for the next however many years blood, toil, tears, and sweat. Forget about that 3% growth. That's gone. Forget about, I think his actual words were, that was President Obama's words, about don't expect to drive your SUV as much as you want to and expect the rest of the world to sit back and let you do it. Isn't that amazing? That's what he said.
Okay.
And,
they'll pull my SUV out of my cold dead hand.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Joe
drives one. That's funny.
How about the job growth, you know?
Yep, we got it. All right, thank you, Lance.
Thank you, Lance.
Yeah,
okay.
Really appreciate the call. Okay. Thanks for calling in.
One of our writers says, think about this. If any of our former presidents were to pass, I'm quite sure that President Trump would not be welcome at their funeral. Carter, Bush, Clinton, or Obama, what does this say about our current president? I'm sure many of you, your callers, would just say, so what? I find this to be pretty sad state of affairs. Much of his problems are of his own making.
Well, sure. Look at the John McCain debacle. Wouldn't let the flags go at half staff.
Not exactly the same thing. You know, this has happened in the past. Andrew Johnson would not ride at all. He didn't even go to General Grant's inauguration as president. Herbert Hoover sat stonily next to FDR. Didn't say a word to him the whole way from the White House to the Capitol.
Okay.
There have been other incidents similar to that in our history.
All right. 1-800, so it's okay to misbehave.
Well, some people
don't
like
each
other.
Because some other people have done it.
Listen, it's a political process, and if somebody wins and somebody loses...
Well, at least Hoover went. President Trump wouldn't let flags fly at half staff when Senator McCain died.
He did let them fly.
Well, he relented after overwhelming public pressure, and probably pressure from within his administration, or his wife told him to do it. But in any event, what he wanted to do was to keep the flags at normal
procedures.
So now
you're adding henpecked to his list of crimes.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't know who does influence it. You know, maybe it is not Melania Trump. Maybe it's somebody else. Maybe it's the daughter, Ivanka.
I was waiting for you to say Stormy Daniels is probably calling him up and offering him advice.
He doesn't seem like the guy that would be still in touch with his mistresses after years passed. I think they probably, that's what she was.
Really?
He was married at the time. He had an affair. She becomes a mistress. But in any event, I don't think he keeps in touch with him. I don't think that would be sound policy.
Well, thank goodness you'll at least concede that.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. We will be right back. Call us immediately, 1-800-795-9565. So we are talking about the president's many, 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 many moral failings and the many, 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 many good things.
You're talking about them. I'm not talking. I'm talking about the good things.
And the good things that he's doing, too. Name one. Oh, too late.
The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
John Reed pours over tape exhaustively, including tape of his own receivers. You want to know why he pours over tape of his own receivers? Because he has to play them in practice. This scout says to me, he says, that is my kind of guy right there. You can tell the film study pays off for him all the time. There are some people that don't want to put in the extra stuff, and it shows.
The Steve Jones Show, 3-5 weekdays on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back, WKOK Live, telephone talk show on the mark. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We are talking about the bitter divide that exists in this country, the many accolades for the Trump administration, and I have spoken of a few disparaging remarks about the president's moral failings. We haven't really gotten into the substance of some of the president's policies and so on. We've mentioned a few, but not a ton. Lance had a long list of things that he felt are all good things and that, well, probably could be shown to be positive things. 1-800-795-9565. Dan, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Why it was brought up, why are the Bushes and why the past presidents don't seem to support the president? It's the little old word, jealousy. Trump's actually getting things done despite all the negative Nellies that exist today. I never heard George Bush 43 criticize President Obama at all, but he's critical of President Trump. And it makes you scratch your head, not me so much. I knew that Bush was a middle-of-the-road. He didn't have conservative principles like President Trump. And I don't scratch my head about it. But I believe Mr. Steve brought up the question, what happened to the Republican Party? Well, I'll answer it very easily. It's the Republican Party. We should have been, for 55 years, we left ourselves go, became more center of the road. We were almost indistinguishable from the Democratic Party. There was very little difference. But now, through our great president, we're coming back to the conservative principles we should have never left. And it took the Tea Party movement, starting out with Sarah Palin and people like that, got us back to where we should have been all the time. And as Ronald Reagan was trying to bring us back, to that principle, the shining light on the hill. And that was a glimmer of hope I saw under Reagan. But like I often say, Trump's President Reagan on steroids. He's getting her done. And I'm proud of the president, despite all the smear campaigns that they do against him. Lies, 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 lies. He's still getting the job done for the American people, and it makes you wonder how he does it, but he's getting her
where's
done.
Where's his health care plan, Dan? Haven't seen that.
Well, it's not his fault.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is his fault. He says he has a plan.
Okay, so he didn't get that done, but it's going to get done if he gets reelected. But anyway, how about the 180 conservative circuit judges, not abortionist, but pro-life, that he put in since he got elected? There's one more thing he done. When he got elected, for whatever reason, President Obama wasn't fill in the circuit judge positions, and it gave Trump the opportunity to put in great constitutional judges.
Well, I'm not saying he hasn't done some good things, and I support his judicial choices, but He says he has a health care plan. He has never presented it, never even given an inkling of what it would be like. He said he could support some, gun control legislation, common sense gun control legislation.
Until the NRA told him not to.
Right. He was into, what was
agree.
It? He was, you know,
no common sense gun control. We have all the common sense we need. We just need to enforce the laws that are there.
Okay.
Well, he hasn't helped do that either, just as an FYI, but that's another topic. All right, thank you so much, Dan.
I support the president's position on gun control a lot. I put my hands on my .357.
Oh,
that's
geez.
The gun control I need.
You got to hold tight to that baby. She's a kicker.
Yep, and tell you what, the president is this. Despite the negative Nellies in the Republican Party, and despite the hate from the left, Trump's getting her done. And I talk to people. I just talked to some people downtown. They have their Trump signs out. They have their Trump hat on.
They're ready to go.
They know what's going on with the left Democratic Party.
All right, we got to hit the road. Thank
you,
sir.
They're so jealous. You guys have a great day. Good talking with you.
Take care.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dan. Appreciate the call. That opens up the lines. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. President Trump is the greatest president since sliced bread. President Trump is the worst president ever. Which is it? And the Inspector General's report, impeachment, and any and all topics you wish to discuss for the closing minutes. 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Two callers. Lance is going to get the last 30 seconds, which is going to limit Al a tiny bit, but we are going to put him on the radio right now. Good morning, Al. You're on the mark. You get about 2 minutes.
Okay. When we vote, we give them the power to work for us, and that's Democrats and Republicans alike. And if they're not working for us and they're doing nothing but impeachment for the last 3 years, that is abuse of power. So there's a lot of abuse of power going on around there. And it's been going on like that for lots of years. And Trump came to drain the swamp. And that's exactly what he's doing. Now, Keller was given a letter to give to President Trump where they wanted to investigate everybody starting alphabetically, Democrats and Republicans alike. And I said it before, if you aren't willing to be investigated and your finances investigated and your phone calls looked at like they're doing to President Trump, well, then you shouldn't be doing it to President Trump if you're not willing to have it done to yourself. And this is all partisan, and it's just disrupting the whole country and dividing the whole country. And then the Supreme Court does not make laws. And we are under one law that abortion is not a law. It is just the way of that they took over, the Supreme Court took over and told us we can go ahead and be immoral and have abortion on demand.
All right. We got you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling in now. Lance, you get the promised 30 seconds.
Okay. The thing that you said about anonymous
You know, I was always taught that if you can't write it and sign it, don't say it.
Right. I'm just saying that, you know, if you get an anonymous tip that there's somebody, there's a coyote on your property, you discount it because, you know, because you don't know who did it. I'm just saying it's actionable information. If people give an anonymous tip to police, generally they look into it kind of thing. That's all. It's just things to consider. That's all. Thank you so much, Lance.
But an anonymous tip to the police will lead to an investigation that will either determine the veracity or inaccuracy of the comment. Not so with a book written by a whistleblower. How do you disprove whether or not he is a high government official?
I think a lot of the things can be proven. But a lot of it, as you say, is just his opinion on the way things, or her opinion, I guess.
Whoops, we're out of time.
This is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.